fight, today's parsha, having the parsha is the last time. You see, so of course, it's a parsha like any other parsha that there. And there every word is divine, and holy. But however, the Tiso, according to the Rambam, actually, in the Tiso, you may find the Ashkofer and the Hadus, and particularly the problem of Das Hashem, knowledge of God, how much can we understand of the Almighty, and how much, and that absolute knowledge is impossible, and we won't get under what conditions knowledge will have the of God, the Fria, it can be attained to some degree, what are the conclusions we have to draw. And the Rambam devoted to this problem to task the people almost literally. And then he analyzes the beginning of the Rambam, separately, and we had a different tree, we had a different tree in the near. We were like Shemesh and Ham. To him, the first Shem is the Mitra of Hashem, and then Hashem and Ham. And so he took off the Rambam. But it is working with the Rambam. It's working with the Rambam. We have to make it with the Rambam. All right. And the Ramban basically accepted the Ramban's Pshat, but with certain modifications. Read the Ramban does it, all of it. Usually the Ramban accepts Rashi, but with certain modifications. The Ramban and the Rav Nezra and the Medrash Rashi, anyway, the Sedra should be studied quite a few weeks. One minute is too short. But at least, I mean, when people study Kishisa, they should point out the problems. It's no solutions, and it's not, I don't look for solutions. But the problems are very important, and they are great concerns, and not only, they were a great concern to the Jew of old, and they are still a great concern to the mother of the Jew. I'm not going to study Kishisa now, it's too long and too tough. And just in Kishisa itself, apparently judging by the space that my mom gave to the Kishisa, to the Ida, and particularly later the negotiations between Akadosh Baruch Hu and Meisha, is what is most important is that the conversation. There is one conversation between the Israel formation which is absolutely difficult. We don't understand what the Israel means by telling nature this and that and what was nature's answer. And then somehow when the nation of the Israel came to Kaliyahu in agreement, this is what should be done. I'm referring to here it is. How was it? Nation was in her sins. Nation was in her sins. At the end, of the Kabbalah Sefer, the giving of the Luchos and the formulation of Mishpatim, the Kabbalah Sefer was there. The nation was about to turn around, was about to return to the Machane, to the camp, to the community, and tell them what the Kodesh Baruch Hu instructed him to tell. And after this book, suddenly confronted nature, lay free. That time in nature here, such a word, and so forth, lay free, Kishnika Dan. So what happened? That's why we don't have to understand the order. Rabbi Holzer. Will you be so kind to remind me at the end of that? Is a lengthy, a nature, what's the sheet? Lengthy, for example, Vata Nicholi, 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 what? Zachary, and then right away the Torah says, "Where how nations flourish in the earth." When did it happen? Where how nations? When did it happen? Immediately. So all of the Torah here is a new kind of movement. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Lechrei," so Moshe could not deliver oration. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "Lechrei, lechrei." So no one is no critical statement. That's showing from our academy law. Lechrei, a lechrei, so say, well, this is the mucha. So he went in there, and what he found, you know, I mean, she was a mucha, she was told, and so forth. Then maybe she said, by any mochelos, then maybe she came to the machne, and found the commotion in the machne, So Moshe did, I mean, the evil is destroyed in the altar, the mizbeches, and he also executed the ring of the Zohar, if he could find the evil, he should testify the Star of Asroi, maybe. And then, Vayim Mochos, what does the Torah say, Vayim Mochos? Vayim Moshe, ויער איז דער לעב קיגע מייש ווען יפ מן רום באיין מאך קש איז טאל קרי שיין ווען מייש מין יבער קען אין וואל שיין די ביז נעי און די אפי די וואס איז אבער קען אין דרוק סו דיס פייס קען מייש האז אקזקיוטד אור אימפלמנטד די גיני אב די איז דער די גא אמונג דעם די גיני מישן סו דען יאר ויאש מייש וואל שיין ויאר אונו החוטו רום כתוב, ולא באים למוחוס, ויעשו להם לאיזור, ואים למוחוס, ואים אני שרום, אתם חטוסם כתוב, ולא לעבור השם, הוא אחת חובת חטסם, ו-when did it happen? The second time, when it went up the Sinai, the second time, the next day. So he came the next day, the Torah does not tell us at all that Moshe said the next day, the second day, Lechav. It might be that he actually said Lechav. When you study, I mean, the sequence of the psukim, I mean, one by one, so the impression you get confirms the opinion of the Ibn Ezra, and the Ramban goes back there. The Moshe said by the Chal was before Moshe went down the mountain, back to the mountain. Right away, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Zata Nicholi, This took place on Har Sinai, on the top of the mountain, before Moshe had the chance to come back to Machane and implement all these duties that in the Eidah deserve. But this is the pause to the big pause. The Vaichal has given the impression, particularly the sequence of events, the way they were told us, recorded by the Torah, would suggest that he said Vaichal immediately, then the next day when he went up to the mountain, this is the Sholishan Tzeh, to the second Tzeh of the prophet, he had a big job here. Then he was kind of a job. The second time he climbed down the mountain. What was that? Why should you say the word here? Bakosh is Kapor, Tshuva, Bakosh is Kapor. Uvaya Kapro, Vata Hashem, Uvaya Kapro, Vata Katastar. Meishu went through, I mean, the phases of Tshuva. The second time after he climbed up the mountain, the next day following he's meeting his confrontation with the alien ego. You understand me? He says, like how immediately. The question is, why Menerish and Brihat among them? Why did Menerish say in Rijer the idea that makes the central Hala Mizuka? It fits more, it fits into the context of the psyche. This is a different question. Because, no, because there are no hesitation to share it with you. As long as they are with the Zohar, still in existence, but in Zohar, and Lenas, Ginder, Shoyim, those who are guilty, the guilty who are not punished, is a table to share it with you, and there is no kapara. That's what force actually that compels many to stop Hashem and Amiko to interpret that the Maichal was said the next day after Meshe got through with this implementation of the Aloha Shafiq of Israel. Because if you set it right on the top of the mountain after God and informed and communicated with the Israel that all the Ego Masecho, also an Ego Masecho, he had no right to flee. The flee for the people could take place, did take place, after there was children in Kapore, Akor Sahet, and so forth. The answer, as far as this is concerned, this is just, the answer is simple. There is usually, to ask for Kapore before the Chet is, so to say, the traces of Chet are wiped away. And before the Chet is still, maybe not the Chet, the object which people are mean, which people worship as a religion, that religion itself. Before it has been destroyed and completely eliminated, there is no Chuvah, there is not a Torah, certainly. There's no Meshila, there's nothing, there's no Meshila, a table shards the other. But there is one thing which is possible. Namely, what the, for instance, I'll take an example from life. The woman is condemned to death. The governor or the president has a right after commuting the sentence. And the night of the on which the execution is supposed to take place is usually the guy, the attorneys will come to the governor and not ask for pardon. A pardon is a different story, but they'll ask for what? For reprieve. Yes, the execution reprieve to postpone. Not tonight. I mean, it's a tactical which is almost universal. The same first, I mean, from immediate execution. Tomorrow we want to. But this, for that, in my opinion, is also a part of Chile. But in order, you don't need for that in order to ask for a stay of execution or for postponement, I don't believe that it's necessary, now that Erich has that right, to have the Abedizore and all the instruments of sin destroyed, and only then to ask for a place. Because if I should wait, there will be nothing to do. I mean, the individual will be executed and will be able to help. That's what makes this practice. He doesn't say in the heart, not, he doesn't mention a single word about Kapore, Slachno, Nechalno, Kapore. When did he mention Kapore? The second day, by him, Lachlos, by him, Shalom, Ulay Achat Tovat Chatas. The first time we heard the word Kapore. Why didn't he say Kapore in the Chal Nation? In the Chal Nation, he mentioned Kapore. The Chal Nation, he the Chalmitz Nation, 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 the Chalmitz Nation
Apparently, I'm the most famous nation's queen, but the power of what?
of the long video which Meisher, of the time in which Meisher was involved during 40 days and 40 nights. Not even 1 second he spent on just that. That Lechem Lechal in my own system, being all my thought about myself, my awareness of myself, all suspended, everything was suspended. There was only one objective which I went to reach, namely, that in this Hadassah, the Mayan of Hainan of the Sitra Shashar, the Yemen of Hashem of Meshe, Mi Asher, Koto, and Koto Mi, and Hainan of the Sitra. Don't get advice. Don't get advice. Yato, Lech, Lechei, Asher. What is that? Meshe, ask for what? That should be a grant of power to the people, I mean, for Kapore. Kapore should be bestowed upon the people. People should be absolved, obviously. Meisher said, if not, I don't care to continue. The Lord told them, I will maybe de-integrate people, and maybe I don't care. But the Lord answered him, the Lord answered. Impose the reward of somebody for a great honor is not concerned with the fact that this particular individual is not interested in that. So you will be appointed him. We are sure of a door for the infinity. What is it? Yes. The actor? And now? Lech Lecheus or Ela Shadidatilo, lead the people to the place where I mentioned, in a Malochi Yelech Yitanecha, my angel will accompany me, and the name Pokti will forgive me, Alein Hatosna, Vayigi Parishem Esorom Al Asherosa Seruga, Asherosa. What is the connection here? What is the transition? Damnation to leave for Kapore. And something about Meisher's role. And then again, Lamed Gimel again. Like that, Hashem of Meisher, Leich Amen is the art of the Roma Shere Lissam Eras Yisrael. And the Ovel Tata Nizbati Lavron Yitzhak Reyati, Leimel Ezarach Lepiena, ושלחתי לפניך המלך, ודירשתי סכנן ומרד עשינו להחליט להגישו, ולאר את זה לעשות על הדרוש, כלאלה בגדיל ובגם כשאיר את האחר, כנאכול חבדה. ואיש מהאומס הדבר הרוע הזה ולסבולו, ולשוס ולאיש עדי אלו. ולימר עד השם הרמי שאני עוד נעשו אל אתם מהשעה. עם כשאיר את זה, איך עוד אלה בגדיל בחור? ואתו עיר את עד יחום ילכו, וישנת לבני ישראל לסד יום האחרת, ומי שיקח ישראל ונותן ללחוס למחנה, הכה של המחנה. וכל העירי ומי, וכל מדעתם שהשם ויצא לי ומיד השם, ללחוס למחנה, היו כצל סמישה. ויקו מקולון, וניץ ויש פסח רולי, ויביטו אך המי שעד שיראה לו. זה סוד של מפרטים. What is the main problem? What was the main problem? It's Meisher Kassir. Main objective. What is Meisher Kassir? Kure, Kapore, Sakosh Boga say, Mechuba Raya, any Mechuba. Mechuba Raya, any Mechuba. Sakosh Boga, the answer is Sakosh Boga is ambiguous, I mean, because we don't understand it again. What is Sakosh Boga want to tell me? And did Sakosh Boga carry Yochum? Have a choice in the matter. Yes, to tell Meisher, I accept the Kapore. Kapore, Tshuva and Kapore are one of the seven things which God created prior to the creation of the universe. And why did Meisher have to ask after this book whether He's forgiving, or he wants to forgive the community, or doesn't. There is a promise by Hashem. My opinion, there was something which nature, objected. When nature asked the king of the world, requested power and forgiveness for the people, but the people Akhenishbor answered them, V'yato leiv neche yetzerom el ha-shekutar. Akhenishbor says, V'yato leiv neche yetzerom el ha-shekutar. Do you have to explain to you? There's no need for explanation anymore. And this is the surprising part of the passage. Neche yetzerom, they did not lose their rights and their claims on Eretz Yisrael. The first thing nature thought, the first thing, the first punishment, the most important punishment, should have been the loss of rights in Eretz Yisrael since the times of Abraham to the land of Canaan. If they are divisory under such circumstances, in the circumstances, the Trial Testament Martin Peres, the Reda of the Shloko, the whole performance was so ugly and objectionable that there was no need for such. And nevertheless, Akhenaten Shloko said, Leif Nathan. So Akhenaten Shloko said, all right, I take all the different stuff. Then you read the parsha now. The Akhenish Boga told him, Kayim HaRishon HaMeish HaMiyah Shekhot HaLeim Chalim Yisrael. Who should enter? Who should replace the Jewish people? That's my business. Whoever will not be there will not. Whoever will be there will be raised and removed from the people. But I want to tell you something else, Meish. You still remain the leader. Because you have the same task to perform. Nothing has changed as far as your status is concerned. Nothing has changed with regard to the Akhenish Boga, Krishas Bris, covenant pertaining to Yisrael. Still, the Yisrael Lachem Malekim, and also the land that will belong into the Krishas Bris and Avram, Yitzhak Yitzhak and Akhenish Boga. The Atom Nation, never mind, Abba Kapor will say, I'll tell you what will happen. But I'm interested in something else. To tell you that the whole tragedy of the eagle had no effect upon the promised, covenantal promise which Akhenish Boga bestowed upon Avram Yitzhak. That I'm going to put here. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is in the Chayin HaMisifracho? He said, Mi HaShachot HaMi? Mi HaShachot HaMi? I'm Chayin HaMisifra. V'yato! And under the word V'yato, you have to emphasize. There is the emphasis is that V'yato, don't make mistakes, you're not released out to leadership. Because logically, verse is, the nation said, well, if he's not Israel, so he doesn't want to be there. He does not want to be the man of Israel. He has no forgiveness. But the Lord tells him, not only you'll be the man of Israel. The task has not changed one iota. The task which you have to implement. Namely, that Israel belongs to be. To the people, to the covenantal community, the children of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov,
And you will have to cross into the soil and conquer all the Shivamin, the seven main nationalities. And you have Lucasaurus, you will divide the partition of Israel among the Jews. Nothing has changed. Leich Nechei et Rom El Ashadabal. What does it include now? Should we make you stop right there? What did it include? Of course, the conclusion is that there is some kind of kapor. Because if they hadn't been in kapor, so they would have lost completely, would have completed their right to share of the soil. And that is the logical conclusion. There was kapor, there is kapor, and I grant kapor for forgiveness and pardon to them, even though their sin was so ugly and horrible. But I tell you, I'll tell you something else. Leif Nechezo, Allah Shabbat. But you just add it forward. In the Malachi Yerach Lefanech. In the Malachi Yerach Lefanech. So what was it? So what did that mean? Losu l'nigash v'shochanti v'techa v'shmi v'nigash. This will not be. You have a Mishmanah. But I won't be there. In the Malachi Yerach Lefanech. The same history, the same chapter will be in it. The same chapter of history will be written now, but with one difference, one distinction. From the Shachanti in English, those of you who can't get safe, this is lost. The next door neighbor will not be up at his door, I told you. Who will be the next neighbor? Gabriel, the fire. Gabriel, the fire. Will be the neighbor of the Jew. Not at his door. And of course, you understand very well, they wouldn't be with the leader of the mission, nor that. How come they heard Gabriel and somewhere or something? If there is a Malach, not a Keshbogah, he writes me, there's no need for this Mishkan. To build a Mishkan for a Malach, you already saw it. It's a second area. The Arto, ודעתו לליך נחי יסעום אל אשר דיבר שלו. So what does it mean? Is there a kapore? What message? When she asked, give me the message, what shall I tell them to yourself? Akadosh Baruch Hu has wiped off the sin, or Akadosh Baruch Hu did not, refused to grant kapore. What message? What's the answer? What is Akadosh Baruch Hu's message? You certainly may report to me, to the Knesset Yisrael, to the community, as I accepted the request and the prayer for tshuva. It's good, but there's one restriction, one mitzvah of the namely, Vosel and Midrash Mishachan to the Sefer. Malachi Yerach Lefanech. Is if you are satisfied, you're there. So we have reached an agreement. A compromise. Yes, the Jewish history will go on continuing, because the Rebbe says Bachala is a Torah. It's not Jewish history, complete the extermination. Jewish existence as a historical reality, covenantal reality. However, there will be kapor. But not It means what is Kapore? Kapore does not change there. You see, in Kapore and Mitzvah, there are two possibilities of interpretation. One possibility of interpretation is so many times in the Rosh situation. One possibility of one interpretation means past is not forgotten. The past is not forgotten. The past remains alive. But it's a special act of chesed, exercised by the Lord and by God, to forgive me or regard me that this punishment is suspended, to suspend the punishment if there is in case of children. But it's not completely excluded from my awareness. This awareness of the head should accompany the chait for many, many years. It is chait, there is kapore, but the kapore does not wipe off completely the head. I mean, there is like a stain. You wipe off a lot, the head pales, is not the punishment is not as severe and merciless. It is an act of chesed and chanina on the part of Hezbollah upon the chesed. But the chesed remains a reality. Remains a reality. It's mechile. What is mechile? Mechile, I owe him money. I couldn't pay, so he annulled my indebtedness to you. So don't you mean I've never been indebted? Nothing. I was indebted. But you have to confess it on the part of the creditor. But he forgave me. But Shuvah does not change the past. How can the past be changed? That's why the Rebbe said, I won't be in the heaven. I will not reside on the top of the arena. True, it's an arena breeze, and it's an arena breeze, and the head was forgiven. You were absolved from the head, but the Beis HaMikdash the Beis HaMikdash cannot be the stain. Nevertheless, it will be a stain on the Kapore. The stain was, you try to wash out it completely, it should disappear. You apply detergents, yes, but there will be a stain. Nevertheless, there will be a stain. Basically, a stain of Hadayim as a visit general anthropology. How many is a stain is very hard to wash out. Still now, I don't speak about by the time that it is, that's right. And that is it. If Meshe, your kapore, your kli for kapore, is somehow related to this kind of limited act of kapore on my part, namely the chet remains a reality, after this both force, I mean, will not punish the chesed, but there will always remain in his personality. Always remain. Stay in his personality. Yes. This kind of chile and chesed and chet and kapore, I heard the fools in warehouse, I mean, full of such kapore. Because this kapore was promised. The cowboy, man was about to be created. And some of them objected. And they said, he's responsible for that, and he's guilty of something else. That time I implanted in man Thy granted man the privilege of children, but in case of sinning, as if he should repent, he will not be punished. And basically, when you see in English repentance or penitence, is a word in English for children. We don't have a word. They're right now, they try to use the term conversion in the sense of returning. But it's a very poor translation. But anyway, if this is the Shiva Dittapura, which youth are in search, I assure you, the Dittapura. But if you are still thinking, I know you have the blueprint in your pocket, the blueprint of the mission. We are intrigued by the idea of having as a tenant or a downstairs neighbor. This is gone. Forget about it. We shall ask him, we shall ask him. In my walk, he will have the connection. And of course, he will not build the temple for another, because he will have to live through, I mean, the same story that we are living through now with regard to the able. A mission for Malach is an able. In Malachi the left of Hanukkah. Hence, the head will not be completely washed off. Ubiyin Kogri, Ufi Kaviti Aleyem Chatos. I remember, the human being, the Jew, might forget the Chatos. There is no sanctions will be taken against him. It means he'll get a suspended sentence. So he is not worried anymore. But I remember, so he forgets the hell. But I remember. In what way? I mean, Akash Bob was not supposed to tell me so well. In what way? But I remember, if you want to compromise and accept all those conditions, namely, I won't bring the mission, of course. If I won't bring the mission, there will be no mission. And that I, at least, will remember from time to time the story of the area. Let us shake hands with you. See, Mother, if this is...
Parallelism of nature. Leich Aleinism. Ato v'rom asher yitzom v'heret Yisrael. El oret asher nishbati l'avrom yitzom v'yakev leimah v'zarachem afrechem. And apparently, right after this conversation, which took place with Nachash Bor and Meisher, so Meisher got the order, the instructions, to march. You know, when the Hamud Honor used to rise, to march. It means there is Chris of Base. There is the threefold relationship. Nachash Bor, this Israel and Eretz Israel. Because Meisher requested Kapore, asked for Kapore, so this relationship was saved. That's the soil that remained in the hands of the Knesset Israel. And after the war, apparently wanted, by Baba Hashem of Meisher, Leich Aleinism, out of the Roma Asher Eliso, in the Eretz Yisrael, or the Eretz Yisrael, in the Baba Lachom Yisrael, Leimah Lezarach HaChechot, it means with no shinui, it's no change. Nothing will happen. You'll have a Eretz Yisrael. But, Yisholach Telefanech HaMalach. You'll have a Eretz Yisrael, you'll be successful in Eretz Yisrael. You'll be victorious. Because if the Malach, if my Malach will accompany you, all the people who will completely will be defeated, all the nationalities, the 39 nationalities. And you have this all. Yes, that was a good involvement. Thank you.
The
Eretz
Zovas follow the Rosh. Not only you get that soil, but I promised him that soil that felt I land. The rich land, the minerals, and the fruit, and the cereals, and so forth. Land, mountains, hills, valleys, everything. The same beautiful earth as well. But you're doing the one distinction. No mission. And now be a little far. And you would not always be able to reach it. Nachash Bor is a Mishkan, so I knock on his door. Nachash Bor is a Mishkan, so I knock on his door. Man, I knock on his door and I tell him what I need. For breakfast, why not? Nachash Bor did this idea that I developed a few weeks ago. Nachash Bor next door. You look twice, you don't touch it twice. Three times, five times. But if Malach is a little bit more, Malach is a particular person. Very meticulous about his conversation about Israel. You'll knock on the door and pull out. A Malach does not understand Chesed. Malach is Din. If you find grace in the eyes of the Malach, you find grace. The Malach will approve of you. He will go to no limits in order to make your life as wonderful and as pleasant as possible. But should he discover your one inconsistency, one head, you don't know a mother. But he can accomplish what he can do. The shaman will come up to the east of the shaman. He doesn't understand what forgiveness is. He doesn't know it. To the east of the shaman. He would not be able to tolerate the burden which you place on his shoulders, namely the mechile, kapore, it's something which is strange, unknown to him. So there is no need for this amir, there is no need for tefillin. Well, וישמע אהרן, ועשה דבר הרע הזה, ויישא בו. לא גידי היה. וישמע אהרן, ועשה דבר הרע הזה, לא גידי הרע. הוא תקרא להם תגור אותו מאחר את ישראל, למי גדי?
no Ashrashim.
He tells him to march as a soul, to move on to as a soul, that's what he says. Lech Lechel. Well, in order to be executed, implemented immediately. Because he's a Dover Araz, so he had the soul in the head. And he promised him to do it. That was all his soul to wash. Not only you'll be victorious militarily, but you'll get a beautiful land. And the quality of the land, I mean, its fertility, its richness, natural resources, will not be diminished. So what is what is about? The religious is edgy Allah. No one has put on his best dress, his best garment, his jewelry they took off. Why? Well, that was the sudden morning, the sudden grief which spread to the mountains. What did Misha tell me? One thing, no misunderstanding. No misunderstanding. Kilaela bikira, shalachti mala. It means no misunderstanding. But you already thought about Achilles Gopal, who will reside not far from him, in the same street. So if you got excited. Mala, she was excited about it. It means siluk shrine. And instead of Shrine comes a Malach. And we Jews have a very funny desire. We don't want Malach. We want that to be both of us very bad. And this, if Akhenish Baruch Hu will absent himself, be a Malach, militarily a Malach wonderful. But not for the Knesset Israel, which should a Mamlech has came with it. A Malach cannot make the Knesset Yisrael. Mamlech has came with it. For that, we need a Kodesh Baruch Hu right in our mikvah. Right in the center of this world. And interesting is, the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara speaks about a Soro Golias of Rosh Hashanah, but the Golias of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara of Soro Golias is a Rosh Hashanah. Golish goes to Shchina, and the Gemara says that what the Knesset is in Erdoe and in Hutzel, but the Knesset is, in the Bote Knesset is there was revelation of Shchina. It means the revelation of Shchina similar to that in Beis HaMikdash. Because otherwise, as I told you, there are no Bote Knesset, a Tfilah is made in Pasuk. And the people, in spite of their vulgar involvement in Avi Nizoret. It was tremendously regarded in Avi. Not only from the standpoint of the Torah, of morality, and so on. Not only there, the Mikabel Gedera, and the next few weeks, they betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, and they joined us with the pagan world. Not only it was morally wrong, and Allah had to be forbidden. It was vulgar. It was reprehensible. It was impossible to tolerate. Well, the Malach will accompany them. But the experience will be a different one. That's what Mesha objected to Mesha. He named Panecho Eichim and then he said, he named Panecho Eichim Al Ta'alein on Mesha. Al Ta'alein on Mesha. Don't take us to Eretz Yisrael. It's not going to Eretz be the same land as Eretz when Yehusi. The difference is Yehusi will speak Hebrew, but I mean our soil will speak Hebrew. I mean our soil and Hebrew will speak Hebrew. And the Yehusi will speak another language. Didn't pay to come to Mitzrayim and to perform Eisim Mevsim. Not Eisim Mevsim. Because the whole of the Mubin, I mean, the street next to mine. Even if Kodesh Baruch will be the neighbor, I understand it. It pays. Oh, really? As a matter of fact, you know very well the Rambam's opinion that one must not direct his prayers or address himself to a malach, not the malach as a sabbat. As a sabbat. No, not as a sabbat. As a malach, and ask him, please, my friend, give me a favor. Go up and disappoint and ask. You need to ask a favor of me. Not disappoint Rami against, almost his daughter's sanction. To name a brother of his father, and then of his father, and so on. Interesting is that a man, you can ask a man to pray for him to have his wife. Will you do that every time when we are in need? When we are in need, they do it. But you cannot ask him out. Why, by the way, Joseph, why is it? Well, if you say that you shouldn't ask even a boss of a dog to keep ready for you on your behalf, so I'm afraid of the sin. Why not sin? I'm in this now. In this now, the Gemara tells us, Chassidus is based upon the idea that a man should not pray for himself. Somebody else should pray for his fellow. Somebody will pray for me, I'll pray for someone else. This is the idea. Maybe, by the way, I mean, it's just a parenthetic question. Why should I ask, actually, the Moratavos, Rabbi Yechman Zakai's son, developed a high fever, he had some infectious disease, he sent two people to Achanei Ben Beisa, and Achanei Ben Beisa should pray. Apparently that you are allowed to ask someone else to offer prayers in your life. Then the answer is simple. With regard to man, I'm not praying for himself, for him only. I'm praying for myself too, because I'm also exposed to that. I'm involved in the same destiny. I'm inspired, but Chaver is involved in the same destiny as the patient himself is. Namely, the destiny that I'm defenseless and I'm exposed to the elements, to the danger, and to inimical elements and forces in nature. That feeling. And so when I pray for someone else, I do consider myself involved in this particular destiny. But anyway, I mean, so whenever there is a malach, so the whole idea of Mishkan, like I told you, it would be an illusion. An illusion of this is exactly what Patakov is going to mention. Yeah, it's granted, but one will be spared of one job of doing all this illusion. And the contributions you receive from the people you can return. You may come to prison and say, no, be something, you decide not be something. Ball of trustees said, no, not be something. What did Meisha do? What did Meisha do? What did Meisha do? What did he do? How did he encounter the argument of the Bnei Yom? Not argument that the Bnei Yom said, that his brother said, nothing more will be granted. So that the dead tells us. The Meisha Yika Hesoyer, Meisha Yika Hesoyer, the water in the Hutzla Machane, Meisha didn't say a word. He took, what did he take? What did he say? Who is the other one? Meisha. Meisha then took his own air. Meisha had an air. Every Jew had an air in the Midbar. So Meisha then. The Hutzla Machane, and he said, who are they? The water in the Hutzla Machane, far away from the camp and the general camp. Kachet in Amachne, the Korolei Eir Mei. It's the first time the Torah calls the Eir Mei. The Korolei Eir Mei. The Hoya from Vachin Shabbashem, Yetzir Eir Mei, Hashem Achus Amachne. And whoever wanted something from God used to go out to the Eir Mei. Vuhoya Pitzis Meisha Leil, with your kumul kol ha'om, the mitzvah each Pesach ha'olem, the bitra ha'meshe, ad bil ha'el. V'holya kibbel meishe ha'el ha'o, yorad amud ha'olem, v'onad al Pesach ha'olem, v'dibar ha'meshe. V'ho kol ha'om es amud ha'olem, enid al Pesach ha'el, v'kom kol ha'om yushtachu each Pesach ha'olem. How did it get in here? The Torah tells us that Meishel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu announced what the future harbors for Meishel is. So what does it mean? A machne is without a bishop. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. And it's a midrash without Kedusha, it's a real Kedusha. And here, to be by the Shkini of the Almighty, might reside in it. Residing in that area. That's what the Pasuk tells us. That the people somehow, please, the people somehow could not make peace with the thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. People searched HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they were told that the Shekhinah is in air, so they simply screamed to the air. And there were hundreds and thousands who simply had problems. And they wanted the problems to be resolved. And they went and they presented the problems to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who lived and resided Kabiyoku in the air. The God being being lonesome for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Jew is lonesome for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has an inner something, a magnetic power, magnetic force that attracts him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Chetel cannot extinguish the flame which burns in every Jew. Namely, Havas Hashem. So when you talk about this war, you see those Jews now, they are just walking, I mean, hundreds of thousands, walking toward the Mara in the western direction. Okay. I mean, you know what they are saying. You want to be closer, you want to be some English. When there is some English, you want to be some English. You know, I mean, how generous they were in contributing their bid to the Bezalim. After all, I mean, they were not millionaires. They contributed so much to the Bezalim. So what does it show? And even the angel, they made a mistake. And because under pressure of other people, I mean, you know, the system, the missionaries, but the mistake does not reflect their inner personality. The inner personality is clean and is in love with the person. Umeishe yikach ha-soreel v'notele yichutz ha-machane lo yureicham de-machane hachek mi-ha-machane v'korole e-yomei v'hoya kol mi-vakish ha-bishem v'yitze le-yomei l'ashem. And apparently there was no shortage of Mivak Sheshem.
were not short. There were many, many hundreds, thousands of Russians. They used to line up, split in line, in order to be able to come in next morning and say, maybe I need, address the Maidan, not of the Chayyim Karim. It's what the Jew does every time he rises in the morning. Shazak in the Shmos. That's what the people want. Could you deny to those people your presence? Is this is the way how you practice Rachanu Rachum? This is the way. I once heard a story. The Shirley, Shlegdish, Red Breeze, for Israel. So, what do you say? Rabbi Shlegdish, the founder of the Eidah Haredis. Then Rabbi Shirley had to leave Greece because he got into trouble with the government about the children, as the government is used to kidnap and send them to send them away from the parental town and have them raised. I mean, children of 7, 6 years, raised in a Russian town somewhere like 2,000 miles from Greece. And then after you reach a certain age, you used to be incorporated into the army, the Hatufa. So they had to leave because he didn't want the poor boys to be sent away. He said, if the boys come from rich home, so the father should pay money and redeem their children. But the poor widow over there, can she get the money to redeem her children? But anyway, so the next candidate was Rabbi Siddhar. So they elected Rabbi Siddhar. But Rabbi Siddhar apparently had doubts whether to accept it or not. Because he had to have a lot of trouble. He sleeps the same type of trouble. He had to leave sleeps. Because the problem of Hatufa is a terrible problem. So Rabbi Siddhar was not sure of himself whether to accept or not. The wedding Bruce is here in Jura, in Salami. So he came in to Rabbi Siddhar and had a cave. And Siddhar was sitting and he had to give the event after the Shiva to the year from Bruce. He was sitting and you know when you fracture the decision, this way, that way, there. So he banged his cave upon the table. So he said, yes, I'll tell you this for all. 12,000 people on the Yachasmet of the Tzav Rabban Israel. Sheitach Niton. 12,000 Jews have signed the Tzav Rabban Israel. Rabban Israel is the document of election. So it's below your dignity. That's what makes it all over the world. You see 12,000 of Jews? Moving like little animals moving. Climbing hills. Coming down a hill, crossing swamps. Who are they searching? Me, they don't search me. They search you. They search a schlecht a shida. Such argument to work. Such argument to work. And you know what to wear. And I think cool. Already, to say Mishreach Malach, and Malach and Yilech Nifan Yachar, I think it's Baruch HaKal Yilech HaKul. It makes an argument about this condition. If 600,000 Jews signed by Ksav Rabban Yisrael, Rabban Yisrael, she has got to accept it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in. Gave in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
What happened?
After the conversation which was continued with Akolishbor from Meisha Rabbeinu, came to them, the repair told us, Valdimer of the Shema of Meisha, son of Oshnei Lukas Rabbon of Hashem. Meisha, you are right. About Shuba is the past should be completely forgotten. Not only no punishment is there is Shuba. Even there is no stain, Shuba washes out all the stains, all the marks of them. I'm giving to the world, to the Jewish people, a new concept of Shuba. And the creative Shuba, which is not the power of it. The power and the cleanses the hate. The hate quite often may reach after the after he experiences the power of children, may reach the heights which were unknown to him before he committed this. Not only children, the couple which he brought from Asia's world before revolved about the impossibility of changing the past. So it was the next of time, nothing else. That's why to Malochi, I cannot. There is fat, there is still the smell of fat in Kodesh Kodeshim. I cannot enter the Kodesh Kodeshim. I cannot take a rest on the Kodesh. But now, Esther Moshe's argument, particularly the argument that the Jew, even the Chete, is not completely separated from Yahadus. Even the Chete is rooted in Yahadus. When he is separated, because of many reasons, separated, he is lonesome and misses Yahadus. That the Shechina, there is no complete Tiluk Shechina even as far as a Jew, a Chete is. Hence, he told him, and now the relationship between Akadosh Baruch Hu with the Eretz Yisrael should be just as exalted and as beautiful, completely stainless, as it was before. And Akadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayomer Hashem al Meisha, you are right, Meisha. The Tshuva of Kapor is not good enough. The fact is that among the people, even the greatest of Baal Shem Tov, he cannot be separated completely from Yisachar Yisrael. He'll march to the air. Finally, he'll get on the way. He'll march to the air and he'll move on until he'll find you. This should be respect, that's what Baal Shem Tov said. Should be responsible, should actually precipitate your presence among the Chetim, among the Egeregers, even now. Because they have reached greater heights now than they would have done and in prior to this. So, Lechor Shnei Luchai Savonim Koreshenim. Now it's just Koreshenim. The first Luchai Savonim did not have more Kedusha than the Luchas of each nation, and it prepared the second. Korishim, the Chosafti ala Luchis, and I will engrave there and there are stones, as a dwelling, Asheroni ala Luchas of each nation. There will be no difference. The Luchas of each nation will not be more brilliant than the Luchas of the second Luchas. The Luchas of each nation will not be holier than the second Luchas. The Luchas of Hashem the second Luchas will establish real condition, the same relationship. Not Malochim, we don't accept Malochim,
You, because of you don't accept halachim, this is the way to do it. Neither malachim nor any mediator. The chesafti el aluches is as a chesafti aluches Hashem Hashem Shabbat. And out of that controversy, Rabbi Yochel Amar Tshuva, that Moshe demanded Tshuva, not only Tshuva which come right, but Tshuva which is creative, Tshuva which restores not only man's godliness, man's dignity, but Tshuva, as a matter of fact, at times Tshuva elevates him to a height which he did not experience while he was before. Chayes Nassim Balei Schuyas. And this Ashkofe Anchile, Akadish Bolfe Express, and the Yavir of Hashem Alpana Lehikva, and the Shem of Hashem, the Rachel of Hanu, and the Chapal of the Chesed. It's a new Tere and new Chile. Meishu won the argument, Kavi Yoko, because Meishu said, Meishu, the man of Israel, testimony that the Jew Achebe is somewhere deep down in his consciousness. Even with the Jew Achebe, the sinner, there is a little candle which burns, which keeps them attached to the religion. He was a man, he had a greatness in himself, a man of respect, a man of Aneach Labriel, a man with a lot of chesed, a man with intelligence. When he was entrusted with a mission, he carried out a mission. But in general, as I said, he had greatness, many great capacities. And he actually contributed a great deal to the trial, to at least to our survival as truly traditional and observant Jews. There are many problems, people don't know the problems which we face. And the problems which we and often Jews face in the United States are unimaginable. Sometimes the most paradoxical problems. In order to resolve those problems, you have to be careful and cautious and prudent. You have to take the feeling. It's very telling to know that all those good qualities, minus, were to be found in Rabbi Yehuda.